Because last time, you weren't able to go where we're going to go.
I first met Glenn Morning September 23rd, not long after floodwaters on the South Platte River hit their peak at his farm outside the town of LaSalle.
It's a different kind of a process. We never imagined it'd be this time-consuming and how little you get done in 2 months. It's 2 months now.
In that time, Werning and his family have managed to tear out the floors from inside their decades-old homestead. Soaked insulation is piled up outside, and his chimney is sinking into the ground.
I didn't know that stuff could rust this fast. Machinery that didn't escape the water, it rusted, and it was amazing how hard it rusts.
This year was a challenge even before the flood. Hail in August stripped ears of corn on their 700-acre crop. Crippling summer heat didn't help either. Then debris carried by the high water littered the fields.
The big part was trying to get the crops out. You know, it was so muddy out there we couldn't even walk out there.
Werning lost about 25 acres of corn, a relatively small amount. But added up in the rest of the flooded area, the total figure could be as high as 7,500 acres lost in the South Platte River Basin, says Norm Dahlstead.
The corn was laid over, or the entire plant sat in 4 or 5 feet of water for 5 or 6 days. Obviously, that plant is a goner, and it can't be used for anything.
Dahlstead is a researcher at Colorado State University. He estimates total crop losses at upwards of $5.5 million. And that's not counting the cost to fix miles of fencing, track down missing livestock, and to clear sandbars that materialized in fields.
In the grand scheme of the value of the total farm production in this state, it's a very small percentage. But if I'm one of the farmers impacted, it's a big cost.
Expensive irrigation systems were also damaged in the flooding. Without reliable water, many farmers can't grow profitable crops. Closer to the foothills, streams like the St. Vrain River and Left Hand Creek rerouted themselves, leaving some irrigation systems without a connection to the flowing water.
And then where the river didn't jump its banks and it came down with its full volume and full force, it hit that irrigation infrastructure and in some areas completely wiped out 100-year-old structures.
That's Sean Cronin, director of the St. Vrain and Left Hand Water Conservancy District. In the immediate aftermath, Cronin had a team call up farmers who use irrigation water to gauge the destruction. That early estimate was around $6 million.
And what we have since found out is they were off by a significant amount as they actually get engineers in to estimate the cost.
A significant amount translates into $10 million. The price tag to fix just the irrigation lines along the St. Vrain and Left Hand Creek alone will approach $16 million. The state made grant money and low-interest loans available to farmers and ditch companies to make repairs, but they won't cover the total price tag. Shareholders who own and manage the ditches will have to pick up the rest of the costs. Back at Glenn Werning's home, the recovery continues.
The water was over the orange tape, and it washed around the wall, and that's when we were in trouble.
He and his neighbors received a grant to fix up their tattered water delivery system. That'll be a necessity before next spring's planting.
We don't have choices. Choices just kind of disappeared with this thing, and we just do. We don't get a lot of planning done. We just do our day-to-day thing.
Even with the state and federal help, Werning says his costs are already in the tens of thousands, with the likelihood to climb even higher. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.